What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Jeff in Georgia. We're talking about the Federal Reserve. And anybody who wants to know the history of how the Federal Reserve came to be, there's a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island that is an excellent resource for learning about how we got sold back into the same kind of predatory banking that we fought the American Revolution to break free of. And we now know, looking back, that bankers are not the honest servants of the people they like to pretend they are. That in point of fact, they're there to make as much money off the people as they possibly can by any means that they can. And we rely on government to hold the greed in check. But as you descend into fascism, that check is no longer there. And that's another reason why we're seeing such wealth inequality in this country. The princes of Wall Street are living like kings, and everybody else is down there borderline homeless.
They have created the banking cartel, the greatest ruling oligarchy in the history of mankind. They overthrew yes. Russia 100 years ago. They run this country. They obviously run Europe and who knows how many other countries. If the world is in debt $100 trillion, they are raking in hundreds of billions of dollars, and they are growing their apparatus. They're trying to snuff out you and me and our free speech, the Ken O'Keefes. We have to go for their jugular vein. If the loans were fraudulent, they can be legitimately eliminated. And we need to be on one voice. Either I'm crazy that we can't overthrow the banking system by canceling fraudulent debt, or we all have to start speaking that because they run the foreign policy. That's World War III's coming out of the banking cartel running our military. I'm part of that, by the way. And I would have to just play my role in all of that. Because they run the show. They're at Russia's doorstep. They're going into the Middle East and creating all that chaos. It's not my policy, but I don't have the voice. You have a voice, and when you spark, there'll be a nonviolent revolution once the people are educated. This debt is fraudulent, and we can cancel it legitimately. And we can use that, what we have saved for the
Jeff,
human development.
Jeff,
yes.
Jeff, we've had this discussion before. Here's where it breaks down. Okay, how do you cancel the debt? You'd have to have some kind of a court trial. And where are you going to get the judges? And whose side would the judges be on? Now, the judges would probably say that the U.S. government entered into this arrangement with the Federal Reserve as a valid binding contract, and therefore the debt is legitimate. Now, we understand that the debt is created out of thin air along with much of the money, but the defense against your argument would be based in contract law.
Michael, here's how you would do it. You have to have somebody on the halls of Congress that speaks after hours and goes on record that we need to cancel this debt, and it will spark. A lot of people have this cognitive dissonance. They'll say, there ain't no way it's that crooked. Yes, it is that crooked. I mean, people argue with me saying, you're a nut. That Kennedy wasn't killed by Oswald. No, Kennedy was killed in a coup d'etat. I mean, they are that good, the other side. We need somebody in the halls of Congress, and it starts out at the grassroots. It starts out somebody like your voice or Ken O'Keefe or somebody saying, cancel the debt. You know, for the in God's name, for the sake of peace, because
well,
the power shifts back
Jeff,
to us.
Jeff, we've heard a lot of talk about the possibility of a jubilee. I think it would be a really good idea, but we have to change the fundamental way that banking is handled in this country. Private central banks are inherently pyramids, and from time to time, they do collapse. Now, in the past, when all of these private central banks were independent entities, when one would collapse, the others would come on in and help them get restarted. But now, with all of them linked together globally, there's a possibility the entire system could come crashing down, all at once. And at that point, yes, that's where the grassroots comes on in, standing up and saying, no more private central banking. We go back to the economic system the United States started with, because that was an economic system that served the people rather than serving the bankers.
Well, you know, you heard my ideal. I respect your ideal, and I'll keep studying it, Michael.
Well, you understand, Congress can rescind the charter of the Federal Reserve anytime they want to. But because they are receiving such generous contributions from financial institutions, along with the fact that their stock portfolios are loaded up with all of these Wall Street and banking stocks, no, they're not going to vote against their own wallet. They never have. Anyway, Jeff, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dan in Missouri. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. I have the opportunity to take a tour of the Federal Reserve Bank in San Francisco in 2011.
Yes.
My wife and I were killing some time. We had to come back to Missouri, and we were walking around downtown San Francisco, and I just stumbled on it. I looked up in this monster big building for there with all these huge columns, and I saw the title over the door. And I'd been listening to RBN for a number of years, and that really piqued my interest, to say the least. So we went in, and the lady at the counter, she was kind of like behind a wall with just a little window. She said, well, you need a 2 weeks' notice to take a tour. And I said, okay, thank you. And there wasn't much to see in that little foyer. And there was another lady in there with a bunch of high school kids. And she said, where are you from? And I said, Missouri. And she says, I love your accent. What did you do there? And we talked a little bit, and she says, you could bump in with us. We got a high school class, and they don't know how many chaperones we brought. And I said, I'll be so good you won't even know me. We laughed. We got a chance to go on that tour. And when we went in, we all sat down in the middle of a room that had all these glass cases around the perimeter with all the coins and the currency over the history of our country. And this nice-looking middle-aged German accent lady came in, blonde-haired, very professional-looking, and she said, we want to welcome you to the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, and we want you to know something right off the bat. And then she got real theatrical, and she kind of bent down, and she pointed to everybody in the room, and she said, we are not part of the United States government. And yep. I knew that because I'd been listening to RBN and done some research. And then she said, do you know why? And then she stood there with a smirk on her face like the cat that ate the canary. And she said, you don't want a bunch of politicians controlling your money now, do you? And I wanted to slam that lady up against the wall and say, bam, you know, the Constitution says very clearly that it's Congress's responsibility to set the value of our money and control the distribution of it. I'm on the air. So that was a real eye-opener that she would openly admit that.
Yeah. Well, we have Alan Greenspan on a videotape saying that the Federal Reserve answers to no U.S. government authority. They're a private corporation. They call themselves the Federal Reserve to fool people into thinking that they are somehow connected to the government. And yes, the government does have something to say about who becomes the Fed chairman. But it really does operate independently. And it's there to make money, as much money as they can, off the backs of the American workers. And that's why they're fighting this full audit that people like, yep, Ron Paul and later Rand Paul are saying. They don't want the American people to realize how much real wealth the Federal Reserve has basically sucked out of the American economy.
Hmm. You've heard about the Grace Commission report, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
And have you talked about that much on your show when the Federal Reserve comes up?
No, we haven't really. I probably ought to make
give
a point
you a little
of
quick
doing
blurb
something
on that?
About that.
Have I got time to give you a little quick blurb on that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, the Grace Commission report, if I'm not mistaken, was instigated, or not instigated, but authorized. I believe it was Reagan. I apologize if I'm off. It wasn't that long ago. And he put together a blue ribbon panel, and the guy that ended up head of the committee, his last name was Grace. And the mission for that committee was to find out where our government spends money and give the government their best recommendation on how to save money. And it became known as the Grace Commission Report. From what I understand, and if I'm off, I apologize, but I'm pretty close, it took them over a year and 10,000 pages to create that document. You can imagine our government spends money on everything from Kleenex to tank tracks, of course. And if you'll call up the Grace Commission Report online, and I would highly recommend all your listeners to do this at least once, you'll get about a 6 to 8 page summary of that over 10,000 page document. And you can read it. It's not that long. But if you'll just flip through, you'll find a highlighted paragraph that's not very long. And in summary, that paragraph says, all IRS tax dollars collected from individuals, not corporations, all of that money goes directly to the Federal Reserve to pay the interest on the national debt.
Yes.
And so here's the way I understand it works. And if I'm wrong, please somebody call in and correct me. I'm not trying to spread falsehood. When our government decides to borrow money from the Federal Reserve, they call them up and say, hey, we need $1 billion. And then we sign a document. I think it's called a treasury bond. I could be off there.
Yeah, no, you're correct.
Okay, and then the Federal Reserve calls up the mint where they press out the slugs and write out what we call money, which isn't. And then the treasury says, how do you want them? Ones, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, hundreds. And the Federal Reserve tells them. And then the Federal Reserve takes possession of those bills for the cost of printing.
Yes.
And before we started with the new big president off center stripes and all that stuff, well, before they were altered, it cost less than a nickel a bill, whether it was a one or a hundred, because you have to remember it's just paper and ink. It's good paper and good ink because it's really not paper, it's fabric. But that's all it is. So my question to the world, and anybody else that can explain this, why do they get the interest payment on something that they didn't even pony up for the principal? Talk about a scheme.
Yep.
All they paid for, have you understood that all they paid for is the cost of printing to take possession of those bills?
Yeah, I was aware of that. And it gets even better because only a tiny fraction of the new money is in actual physical coins and currency. The rest is just numbers and computers. And it doesn't cost them anything to type a number into a computer. So, yeah, well, they're just creating money out of thin air and charging us interest on it.
And that's pretty much the way it happens when you go borrow money from your local bank. They don't necessarily have $10,000 there. It's an entry on a ledger, and you get to pay them interest and principal back for them entering numbers on a ledger. Is that not correct?
That's pretty much the way it works.
Banking,
yes.
At the local level, from what I understand. Is that right?
Yes. Well, that's where that fractional reserve system comes on in, where they only have to have so much cash and they can loan something like eight times that as a ledger entry. And that's all it is. It's numbers in a computer.
I don't know exactly, but, man, that just makes you look at your local banker like, boy, I thought Al Capone died, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
What a con man. Well, listen, I just wanted to let everybody know, go visit your local Federal Reserve Bank in these big cities and listen to their spiel. It'd be interesting to know if they're still spreading the same manure they were back then. And Mike, I really appreciate your show. You're doing a great job. Hang in there.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Dan, we're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates. And before we take the next phone call, breaking story, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is refusing to appoint the second special counsel. And basically, he's saying we can do the job just fine here at the Department of Justice. So I'm afraid we were right to question whether anything really is going to happen at the DOJ. All right, back to the phones here. Teresa in Alaska, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I've been in and out of the house, so I missed most of the conversation. But I had a question about the Federal Reserve. Now, it was my understanding that they had a 100-year charter that ended in 2013.
No, it was amended by Congress. It was amended by Congress to be open-ended. There's no expiration date.
Okay, because that's what I was going to do. Otherwise, they'd be operating without a charter, so we could just shut them down. But I guess not. Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Teresa. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, I guess we lost Al. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So let's get on back to... Hello, Al, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was wondering if you were aware that your website is down, at least in Ontario, Canada it is.
It's working fine from here.
Oh, geez. I wonder what happened. Look, now it's working. Anyway, okay, good. So you're talking about the Federal Reserve and, you know, basically legalized counterfeiting as far as the Congress is concerned. It's one of my favorite topics because, you know, obviously everybody gets scammed by this, and a lot of people don't even realize that, you know, the Federal Reserve doesn't even call the shots. This is all done Brussels, I guess, the Bank of International Settlements. Even, you know, Canada, we have a public central bank, but of course, you know, we're hooked to the same scam that the Federal Reserve has created. The UK nationalized their central bank just after World War II for obvious reasons because, you know, they went belly up. And, of course, they lost the world's reserve currency, the pound sterling. And there's a couple of other ones that are public around the world, but, of course, get called, you know, the shots get called from the Bank of International Settlements. But the question I have, though, is, like, are you aware that, you know, at the end of the fiscal year, the quote-unquote, how do you say this, the quote, the profits, if there is such a thing, the profits do, of course, some of them do, most of them do go to the government, or the Treasury, I should say, but, like, here's the thing, where do they get these profits from? They just create this out of thin air, right? Because, you know, you have all these big chartered banks that park their money there, especially in the United States, and I think there's a couple of trillion being parked right now. And it accrues interest, even though it's low, but right now I think it's like $4 or $5 billion. Mike, they even create that out of thin air because, you know, we both know that the Central Bank of the United States, the Federal Reserve, has a balance sheet of just over $4 trillion that they're trying to unwind. Of course, they never will, because it's all defaulted loans that, you know, they're never going to get paid, you know, unless they start going out and breaking arms. It's like, you know, like credit card debt. No one's on the, at least in Canada, you're not responsible to pay for credit card debt up here. You don't have
the
to
money
pay
is the money does not exist to pay off the debt unless you inflate the debt away, which is a big driving force behind inflation. Because the way it's set up with a private central bank is the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to the bank than actually exists. And that's the debt trap right there. No matter how hard you work, no matter how much you sacrifice, you can never pay that debt off. And the bankers use that debt to exert influence over you, your community, your state, your government, your life. Okay, Al, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, up in Washington State, Governor Jay Inslee has signed a bill to ban the practice known as gay conversion therapy in Washington State. And these were therapists who were going on out to gay people who were having problems with social pressure or maybe self-guilt that they thought being gay, that there was something wrong with it. And so they were going through this gay conversion therapy as if being homosexual is something that you choose to do, which it is not. It's genetically mediated. Apparently, they caused a lot of damage, and there was this one individual, Danny Cords, who's a survivor of conversion therapy, and he said, it really doesn't work, it cost a lot of money, and it was time for it to go, and I think that's a good idea. Believe it or not, they're still getting snow in the Denver metro area, and of course, we're at the verge of April right now. So let's talk about computers and let's talk about Facebook, because there's a lot of stuff going on there. All the way back when Facebook was starting on out, Mark Zuckerberg was appearing in TV interviews saying that, no, your data is your data. We're not harvesting it. We're not mining it. We guarantee your privacy, blah, 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 blah. And of course, now we're hearing about this Cambridge Analytica scandal. But apparently there's another one out there. From 2007 to 2010, Facebook allowed a website called Profile Engine to scrape up user data and steal the details of over 400 million user profiles, which apparently all that data is still accessible on their website. Apparently, you can go to this website, and I presume for a fee, you can put in somebody's name, and you will be able to acquire all that Facebook data on that other person, along with whatever else Profile Engine is grabbing. And there are quite a few of these websites where you can get personal information about people. Again, privacy is for sale in this country. And it's a little bit scary. Now, over in Europe, they have passed a bill called Right to be Forgotten. And it allows people to petition to have stored data, search results on them, removed. And it's showing that there is a backlash against this open trade in our private information all over the world. We need a law like that here in this country. I don't think it's going to happen because right now Facebook and, for that matter, Twitter and Google are firmly in bed with the U.S. propaganda machine. Now, last week, Facebook basically closed the page of the Safa Palestinian Press Agency. They had 1.3 million followers. They also closed Safa's account on Instagram. And the Palestinian Media Association last Tuesday condemned Facebook's assault on the free speech of Palestinian journalists. Facebook came on back and defended their action, describing Safa Palestinian Press Agency as hate speech. Now, given how much trouble Facebook is in right now, and their shares have lost over $80 billion with a B in value since the data scandal broke, you would think Facebook would be very concerned about not being seen to engage in any of this behavior. But apparently Zuckerberg just says, yeah, we're going to go ahead and take care of that. And a lot of people are deleting their Facebook accounts. I noticed last week the option to download the data Facebook has on you no longer appears on the settings page. If you go in and you search how to download, you'll get the official page from Facebook. If you follow the instructions, that final button is no longer there. And it used to be there because a couple of years ago, I did download the file to see what Facebook was saving, and it was everything. And especially if you're using Facebook on a smartphone, they're apparently tracking your text messages and phone call metadata as well. Now, there's an interesting little article over in the Register talking about how the Internet of Things is really very insecure, and the software is just riddled with security holes. Like so many other products, it was just rushed on out there without really making sure it was going to be safe for people to use. And apparently this company, Pradio Security, put a representative sample of 100 iOS and Android applications to manage connected objects through their paces. And they found that about 1 in 7 applications sourced from the Google Play and Apple App Stores were vulnerable to remote takeover. Hijacking was a risk because these apps were discovered to be defenseless against bugs that might lend themselves to man-in-the-middle attacks. Now, obviously, inside your own home, a man-in-the-middle attack is going to be a little difficult to carry out. But if you are controlling your Internet of Things from outside the home, then there are plenty of opportunities for that to happen. Plus, people can hack on in and see what you're doing inside your own home. They can look through any connected cameras. They can listen through any connected microphones. They can see what you're watching on TV. I don't want to have any of those things in my house. We're going to take a break now for commercials. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, I think you said something about global warming here a while ago. There's an article here in Yahoo News. Independents are shifting to climate denial, according to the latest Gallup poll. This article obviously is still skewed towards the whole global warming. What they're implying is these people are stupid for shifting to, quote, climate denial. But
well, they use the word denial to give it the same dark stain as, like, Holocaust denial. But the liberals right now, that seems to be their attack. If you don't agree with them, you're stupid. In fact, Fox News just had the co-star of the Roseanne relaunch, who was out there saying that women who support Trump just can't think for themselves.
Right, but they still have to admit that the Gallup poll says that fewer people believe, the independent voters anyway, fewer of the people believe in the whole global warming deal. So,
well, after all these hard winters, yeah.
I just came back from the Philippines, and it should be pretty warm here in Iowa now. It's almost April 1st. It's cold. It's still cold. I got hit with a bad common cold right now. So I think from now on I'm just going to stay figure out a way I can just stay over there in the tropical climate. That's, you got the right idea, Mike.
Well, even the tropical climate is getting cooler. I mean, this is the coolest spring that Claire and I remember since we moved here. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, it's still snowing in Denver. Back in the 1990s, 2000s, they were saying snow was going to be a thing of the past unless you paid carbon taxes. It was another scam.
Seems like it's getting cold. I stopped one day in Los Angeles. It was pretty cold there, which is, I thought it was supposed to be, it's always warm in sunny California. It was pretty cool there at night. So, I used to believe, I used to just go along. Well, I figured, well, I'm not a scientist. Most of the scientists believe that, at least they say that there's global warming. So I said, well, you got to go along with the scientists. But you don't. I mean, because these scientists,
scientists
somebody's
make
writing
mistakes.
Them a paycheck, and that's it.
Yeah, science can be bought. Science can be politicized. Science makes mistakes. Epicycles is a good example. But in this case, Al Gore was doing what politicians love to do. Take something that happens naturally, declare it a catastrophic emergency, and offer to sell us a solution.
Right. Well, I pretty much swung around to where I don't believe the whole, it's hard for me to grab. It is pretty complex the way they throw all this stuff at you about, well, the this and that, the reason for the aerosol sprays and all this and the ionosphere and all. You know, I can't really fight them on scientific, logical grounds, but I can fight them on the fact that, hey, it's getting colder around here, you know?
Well, it's called jargoism, and that is where people who are trying to basically put one over on you, they'll make very complex, convoluted explanations, knowing that you're probably not going to be able to see through the fallacies. And that, in turn, of course, is an artifact of our public education system, which for a very long time has been de-emphasizing science, engineering, critical thinking, logic, and rationale in favor of just believe what we tell you, repeat it ad infinitum, and obey orders.
Right. As far as Jeff Sessions, I could see something was fishy when he made a point to go out with dinner with Rosenstein, and they had photographers along too, apparently, when he went out to dinner with them 2 or 3 weeks ago. So,
yes.
I mean, Jeff Sessions, I don't know what the deal is with him. It looks like Trump just pretty much decided, partly because his daughter is friends with the Clinton. This guy, Trump, has always been friends with the Clintons. He played golf with Bill Clinton and everything. So he just doesn't want to go after him.
It's all one big giant country club. You know, as George Carlin says, and you're not in it. Sessions, Larry Klayman's already out there with a message saying that Sessions must resign. His failure to appoint a special counsel, it justifies him being removed.
Yes, I think you're right. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to computers and high tech, apparently there is this long-running glitch in some Windows 10 PCs, and it apparently shows up for people who like to play online video games, and it's been there for more than half a year after it was supposed to have been fixed. And specifically, the users claim the stuttering problem showed up with a Microsoft patch, and the performance of these high video games at high frame rates has gone down. And they're very, very upset about it. Meanwhile, academics have discovered a new CPU, what's called side channel attack, named Branch Scope. And basically, it targets what's called direction prediction. And the technique can also be used to retrieve content stored inside SGX enclaves, secure areas of Intel CPUs previously thought to be untouchable. We've made these devices too complex, and that's basically why hackers who are working full-time at figuring out how to get into them are able to do so. Boeing apparently got hit by the WannaCry virus, and pardon me. They're concerned that it could actually get into and cripple some airplane production equipment, which is numerically controlled. Apparently, they had an automated spar assembly tool went down, And now they're concerned that some of this software could actually spread to the onboard in-flight software itself. So where's the NSA here? All right, we're going to take another phone call. Sean in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Look, I wanted to talk a little bit about the gun control going on, or the cries for it. From what I understand, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And anybody yes. out there, all these people you see on TV screaming, you can call it whatever you want, propaganda, whatever, they're breaking the law. What they're asking for is against the law. There is no legislation that they can pass to make such an act legal. And, you know, me and you differ because I said I've always thought we've crossed this threshold a long time ago to use our Second Amendment for what the Founding Fathers gave it to us for. That hasn't happened yet, and I think the longer that Americans wait, the more loss of innocent life is going to be the outcome of that. When you look at the numbers alone, if you know, people that might be afraid, okay, if they pass legislation that says I can't have my guns, I must follow the law, or else, you know, a lot of people don't want to be defined as a criminal. And when you're talking about going up against something like this, if you just look at the numbers, I mean, try to wrap your head around this. Just with the hunters alone in this country, just the sporting hunters alone, there are more guns in the hands of hunters than all of the standing armies of every military on this planet.
So, yeah, but the standing armies have got fully automatic weapons and a lot of ammunition. I really do not like talk in this direction. And, you know, you may be right. You may well be right that this is what's going to happen in the future. I really just do not like it at all. As far as going on back to all these people calling for gun bans, breaking the law, I mean, look at the entire Democratic Party. They're openly flaunting the law. With all of this illegal immigration, voting, and everything else, they don't care about the Constitution. George Bush called it a blankety-blank piece of paper. They're trying to bring about a whole new system, which is based on a total loss of personal freedoms and rights.
And that's where it comes into where I said, I think a long time ago, when they started doing this, they've already crossed that threshold. And, you know, one of my main points that I wanted to make is, if they do something like this, which it most assuredly will kick off action, because I know a lot of gun owners aren't going to give their arms up. But, you know, if the day comes where, and I think it will, the Patriots will prevail, you know, the people that submit to this, the people that hand their guns in for being told that that's law now and everything, you know, if you look at it, they're guilty of treason.
Well, you know, when you've got a whole bunch of guys in black body armor pointing their guns at you, it's going to be rather difficult to stand on the Second Amendment. That's just the practicality of it. And I hope we don't get there, but certainly that's the way some of these liberal Democrats are talking about. There's that Democratic candidate for sheriff who's out there joking about, let's just go ahead and, you know, kill the gun owners to get their guns.
Well, you know, anybody
think the gun owners
is an enemy of this country. And, you know, obeying what they want, you're providing comfort and aid to an enemy, a domestic enemy. And, you know, there might be a day where a list has gone down of everybody that has provided aid to the enemy. And, you know, you might be rounded up by the Patriots and, you know, treason's punishable by death.
Well, you know, once the American Revolution was over, for the most part, there were some exceptions, but for the most part, everybody had a thank goodness it's over, let's live and let live. And there wasn't a huge amount of vindictiveness towards those colonists who had supported Great Britain. because the American Revolution was actually fought with a minority of popular support. Anyway, Sean, I got to let you go. We got other callers coming on in, and we got some news to cover before the top of the hour. First of all, referencing back to that student at Amity High School who was expelled and arrested as a juvenile for posting a photo of a toy gun on Snapchat. Somebody who attended Amity High School and graduated in 1976 just sent me this photo from their yearbook, and it's a photo taken right next to the principal's office, and it shows a bunch of students posing with their firearms. I presume it's a gun club, because high schools did have gun clubs when I was a kid. So now then, Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I missed you yesterday. And I just thought I would call in at the end of the show because I know you like to keep your best callers to the end. Just joking. Okay, my least funny joke. Okay, anyway. So I wanted to mention that Trudeau sold all of Canada's gold. And
yes.
Are you even allowed to do that? I mean, is it really his gold to sell, or wouldn't that be? Can he sell
not
the forest?
Not really. But, you know, Great Britain actually did the same thing, I think, about 10, 15 years back. And they actually sold it at below market price.
Yeah, it's very suspicious why they would do that also. It seems like they're trying to bring hurt something. My theory is that he's selling it to pay for all the illegal benefits.
I'm sorry, one more time.
My theory is that he sold it to pay for all the benefits going to the illegal immigrants.
That could very well be. Or it might have just been put in the general funds. But yeah, you have to ask, where is all this money coming from that is taking care of the illegal immigrants and the refugees?
Yeah, it might be for that. Could be one reason. Hey, I wanted to mention that DARPA has a new robot, and this one can eat flesh and to power itself. And it's a steam-powered robot, so it can consume flesh as well as other organic materials like leaves and stuff. And then it burns it, and then it boils water, and then the steam makes electricity, and then it powers itself, so it's an electric robot. And it's promising that they won't eat humans. And they're saying if it's not on the menu, they won't eat it. So I feel comfortable with that. But I take their word for that they would never consider eating a fallen foe. And also they have a robot dog that they're teaching it to fight back. So that's my latest little update on the rise of the robots. And
okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, Mateus, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're coming up here on our last commercial break and last segment of the program. Now, getting on back to computers, apparently there is a concern that China is now poised to overtake the U.S. in the development of artificial intelligence. And apparently this is an effort on China's part to sort of gain the upper hand on artificial intelligence, because in the words of Vladimir Putin, whoever gets artificial intelligence could use it to basically rule the world. And we were talking the other day about the national security implications of artificial intelligence and where it could go. So it's an area where there's a lot of research being done. But again, I don't see that anybody is going to develop a conscious, sentient, self-aware, general-purpose conversation computer. I think any artificial intelligence out there is going to be programmatically focused on a very narrow task or set of tasks. And so that I don't think we have to necessarily worry about HAL 9000 or Skynet just yet. But, you know, who knows what the future is going to bring about. Now, we ran the story once before, but we're going to run it again as a prelude to something that's following up. Apparently, the Italian Parliament had an 18-year investigation of the safety of vaccines, and they found major, major problems, including higher risks of death and illness including cancer, autoimmune disorders, and hypersensitivity associated. Now, this came out last February, they had thousands of cases of serious illnesses and deaths among personnel that were using these vaccines. Now, they were using the military as a test group, but the vaccines in the military vaccine program are the same as those being used on children. And not a word about this, of course, anywhere in the corporate media, because they do love those advertising contracts from the big pharmaceutical corporations. Okay, we're coming up on our last commercial break and the last segment of our program, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And, well, hi, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about this Italian study by the Italian government that found major problems with vaccines, increased risk of death and illness, all kinds of issues with that. That's the prelude to this story here that came out recently showing that glyphosate has been found in vaccines. And everybody's saying, is there any medically, scientifically, or biologically plausible reason to put glyphosate in a vaccine? Glyphosate is frequently implicated as a cause of autism in the corporate media. And they're saying, what is going on here? And don't forget, glyphosate is a known carcinogen. Now, apparently, over in Germany, their beer industry is in shock. Apparently, Munich Environmental Institute did a study of laboratory testing on 14 of the most sold beers in Germany. And I got to tell you, I've been to Germany. They take their beer very seriously. The probable carcinogen and world's most used herbicide, glyphosate, was found in all of the 14 beers tested. Now, the problem is glyphosate, once it's sprayed on crops, either to get rid of weeds or sometimes it's used as a preservative and a drying agent, it will not wash off. It will not dry off. It doesn't evaporate. It just stays there. Now, some of these beer companies have already announced plans to find some way to prevent the glyphosate that is on the components of the beer from getting into the final beer itself. But apparently, this is a problem all over, because over at TrueOrganicAndFree.com, there was another test that was finding glyphosate in popular brands of wines, the majority of which are from the U.S. And basically, these glyphosate herbicides are neurotoxic, carcinogenic, endocrine disruptors, cause of liver disease even at low levels. And the wine brands tested included Gallo, Behringer, Mondavi, Barefoot, Sutter Home. Beer brands tested included Budweiser, Busch, Coors, Michelob, Miller Lite, Sam Adams, Samuel Smith, Peak Organic, and Sierra Nevada. And you have to wonder, is this kind of reckless selling of the product the reason cancer rates are so high? Because right now, Claire and I have a good friend in the hospital, just got struck down by cancer. They're going to pull the plug. In the little prayer section of the program at Claire's church, you just see name cancer, name cancer, name cancer. And it seems out of control. All right, we're coming up to the end of the program, and I want to give you a reminder. John Stadmiller is coming up with his program, and his guest is going to be Michael Herzog, who also has the show just before mine. And apparently, they have got some real bombshell news stories to share with you. So please make a point of staying on this dial. Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. And he's going to have a lot of good things for you. So we're coming up on the end of our program. Apparently, one final news story, more than 2,400 animals killed by an oil spill in Colombia. That's why these people don't want those pipelines in their home. All right, there's the music now, and we're going to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. Please take what you learn here and at the website and share them with everybody that you know. And please, please, please donate to RBN and whatreallyhappened.com. We are in a dire situation. We really do need your help. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.